My name is Matt Ryan. We are joined on the phone right now by Sean from the Sean Taylor Band. Sean, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's sunny out here in Manitoba. Can't be better.
Yeah, it's sunny out here in Sask as well. Probably very similar weather out there, but I'm loving the sunshine. We're looking to get to double digits, so it looks like really that spring-summer temps right around the corner. Now, we want to ask you about your new tune, Daddy's Money. Great song.
Oh, I mean, Daddy's Money is a classic. That one goes back into the 90s. A band called Ricochet did it originally. Just, you know, our first album did really well. We had a lot of fun with it, and we kept hearing a lot of, like, you know, comparisons to those 90s bands, those kind of power bands through the 90s. And we were pretty thrilled with that, because that's definitely our genre and our vibe. So when we were looking for a few new tunes just to round out this second album here, Daddy's Money kind of popped up, and I thought, man, I haven't heard a good version of that in a long time.
let's do it. That's so
true.
You
know, let's just try it.
Yeah, I love this song because it doesn't. I wish this one got covered a little more, because I think this is kind of a forgotten, hidden classic with Ricochet. And I love that you guys did this one. Have you had an opportunity to I don't know, even before the release of this one or this project for you, have you had an opportunity to play this one live at shows previously? And how much fun do you have playing this one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with all of our tunes, we always kind of road test them a little bit before we start getting into the studio with them. So even this one, you know, being a song that everybody knew, when we pop off on it and people realize what song it is and what's going on, they get really excited. It's super fun when it comes on.
Absolutely. It's a classic song. Love this one. So tell us a little bit of what's the next little bit looking like for you here in 2025. Obviously the weather getting nicer and nicer. Are you guys planning to be pretty busy playing a lot of live shows this year, releasing new projects? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
It's kind of all cramming together. You know, we're about to just kind of kick off our spring summer wild ride through the province of Manitoba, some in Saskatchewan, some in Ontario. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a little bit of gigs kind of everywhere, it seems, which is awesome. It's really nice to be wanted out there. And then at the same time, we're releasing singles off of our second album here that's due to be out in the fall completely. So busy time.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming project in the fall? Like maybe a name of the album, some details, or is it a little too early for that?
For sure.
Oh, you can.
No,
that's
for sure.
Why
most of it's cut. Okay. Yeah, most of it's cut already. We're just kind of finalizing some of the mixes and stuff and getting ready and sending it off to master. So the album's going to be titled Whiskey in the Morning. There's a bunch of great tunes on it. Just like the first album, we tried to kind of spread it around all the different types of country music that we all love in the band. With six guys in the band, there's a lot of varying tastes in country, and we get to test a little bit of them all in the album.
Awesome. Very cool. We're looking forward to that. If people kind of want to follow along with what you guys are up to, whether it be shows or upcoming releases and that kind of thing, is there a website, social media platforms that you guys are posting to? How can fans follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we do have the website. It's the Sean Taylor Band. .ca, plain and simple. And that's all of our socials too. The Sean Taylor Band on Instagram, Facebook. You can find us on TikTok now, which I'm trying to learn how to use myself. Getting there.
Listen, Sean, I'm right there with you. I have a TikTok account, but I maybe have posted two videos in my years of having an account. I don't really get it. I'm not good at it. I just kind of watch other people who are much better at me making videos.
Yeah, amen. Me too.
So I do understand. So those are kind of the best ways to follow along with what you guys are up to. When it comes to the writing process, like with your new upcoming album, were some of those songs kind of in the vault that you went back and hey, you know what? Maybe this is a hidden gem. Did it come together really quickly? How's that process of creating this new album been for you guys?
For sure. I mean, I think when you're a songwriter and you've been doing it as long as I have, you have a big vault. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's a lot of tunes in there.
Exactly.
And when we did the first album, there was a bunch of tunes that didn't make that album just because maybe they were too similar to something, or they just didn't fit the vibe or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you end up with almost a whole second album ready to go as far as songs writing. You know, I always say that, like, your debut album's easy because you got all the songs ready. Your second album's probably easy because you had a bunch of great songs that didn't make the first album.
Right.
The third album's going to be the trick, because then you got to get back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are definitely pumped and looking forward to the upcoming project. But we love the release and the classic with Daddy's Money. It's always a good one to hear. Sean, we really appreciate your time today, and we wish you all the best, and looking forward to the upcoming music. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate it. Take care.